Is Coyote here? There he is. He's back there. This is kind of exciting. You know Coyote Peterson? He grew up, when he was a kid, he used to ride snapping turtles. And he blossomed and soon became Coyote Peterson, ladies and gentlemen. Joining us right now with all there is exciting in the world of reptiles and snapping turtles and gators and whatever else is a reptile.
How are you? Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
A lot going on for you. So are you shooting right now, your new show?
We are. We're in the process in between locations right now, actually.
So a little bit here. Yeah.
Works out perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And what currently is the theme of what you're doing?
Well, the show that we're filming right now is called Breaking Trail, and it's for Discovery Digital Network's new channel called Animalist.
How cool. So where will you be?
Oh, everywhere. Everywhere in the United States this season. We're filming some stuff here in Ohio, actually some stuff in Westerville at one of our Columbus Metro parks.
Really?
Yeah.
Are there reptiles in the parks here?
Oh, yeah. Actually, our Columbus Metro parks are home to some of the largest common snapping turtles on record in the United States right now.
And are on the bike trails? Do they ever come up on the bike trails?
You may stumble upon a female that's coming out to lay eggs, but no, the males that live in the water, specifically the park, Blendon Woods Metro Park, we have some absolute monsters. There are some that tip the scales at 50 pounds.
50 pounds?
Yeah. 50-pound snapping turtles. They're pretty big.
Yeah. Do people know this as they're bicycling through the parks?
I don't think a lot of people realize how large the snapping turtles are that live here in Ohio.
Yeah. Well, they must see them rearing their heads out of the water.
It's kind of crazy.
No,
because the males never actually come up out of the water. Like, all you'll ever see is this little tiny nose sticking up, so you have no idea there's this huge swamp monster. Like right there lurking underneath the surface. So.
Is that true of a lot of your reptiles?
Yeah, they're so incredibly elusive.
Yes.
No, they don't show much. You really have to get into the environment to get close to these animals, which is why we're doing the show Breaking Trail, to get close to animals, get the cameras really close so that we can give you this up close and personal experience with some animals you may have never seen before.
And is that true about you, like riding snapping turtles when you were a child?
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't say riding, but it's more like I would try to catch them and they would pull me out into the water and almost drown me. But I was... I was like 8 years old when I caught my first 40-pound common snapping turtle, and it was
What did you catch him on? What did you use to catch one?
Bare hands, just bare hands,
You mean you grabbed him?
Yeah, you jump in the water, and you know, because it's water, there's algae on the surface, it's kind of like, all right.
Are you wearing a cup? That's all I want.
No, you know what? I don't ever wear a cup, and sometimes my producers are kind of like, do you ever think maybe you should wear a cup? I've been close to being bitten there before, though.
Yeah.
It has gotten very close.
Well, I mean, bait is bait. I mean, you know, it looks remarkably...
You can never be too careful. You can never be too careful.
Yeah. You jump in the water, and then where do you grab them?
Well, hopefully you get the right end, which is the back end, because you get the front end, well, you may lose your fingers doing that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend trying it.
You grab the shell, or you grab the
tail?
Yeah,
well, people think you can pick snapping turtles up by the tail, and that's completely wrong. You can actually hurt the turtle by doing that. So, the carapace, which is the top of the shell, you grab the back of the shell, and you hold on. And when you're 8 years old, you hope that you can kind of get the turtle back up out of the water.
Okay, so you're 8 years old, you got a 40-pound snapping turtle, you're holding on it. Now what?
Now it's, okay, I hope I don't drown because no one's going to find me at the bottom of this pond in the mud. But luckily I was able to kind of muscle him back up out of the water. And that's that moment where you're kind of like, okay, this just happened. Your hands are shaking. Yeah. And you scream to your mom, go get the camera. And, you know, she can't believe it.
Oh, so your mom is there for
this? Yeah, my mom.
My mother would not permit this.
Yes. Well, I asked permission if I could jump in the water and catch the turtle. And she's like, okay. Didn't really believe that this was going to happen until the moment that it came out of the water. So from that moment on, I was pretty much fascinated with animals of all sorts.
If you had a Jewish mother, if you were like Coyote Petrowski, you would have a whole different career. You'd be in law or legal.
Yeah, if this doesn't work out for me,
medicine,
maybe I'll just go that direction.
Yeah. And are you from here?
I am. Yeah. I am now. I spent most of my life up near Cleveland. Grew up in a small little town called Newberry, Ohio.
Newberry.
Yeah, all right.
Newberry.
Got some Newberry people out there? We don't even have a McDonald's there yet, so it really still feels like you're from the middle of nowhere.
How's the reptile scene around Newberry?
Oh, fantastic. That's where all these reptiles are hanging out at. Yeah, there's ponds everywhere. You can find any sort of reptile you're looking for.
What do you got besides your snapping turtles?
Snakes. Safe ones, non-venomous ones. That's the great thing about growing up in Ohio.
Yeah.
Your mom doesn't worry if you just venture off into the woods. She knows there's no venomous snakes, there's no bears. Well, some black bears now, but pretty much nothing that was really going to get me into trouble other than the sink mud, but I never really told her about that.
Under the what?
Sink mud. Like, swallow you alive, sink mud.
Really?
Like, I've been stuck in mud just last weekend, actually. A week ago, right now, I was actually in sink mud this deep, filming a scene of how you get out of sink mud.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could switch jobs.
I was told something about this, or maybe I read it. The first thing to do is not panic.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst thing you can do. But okay. I do that intentionally.
Nature tells us to panic.
Right, right. Well, you should never go into most of these situations that I find myself in anyways. If you were to have seen...
Yeah, don't do this, nature tells us.
Never in your right mind would you have gone into this mud to begin with. But, you know, I get in there, I work myself in real good, and then, you know, my camera guys are like, okay, you're going to be able to get out of that. And actually, last weekend, I was afraid...
So you did it on purpose?
I did it on purpose.
Just for the camera?
Yes. Okay. I mean, I do it for fun, too, but, you know...
Did you bring something here?
We did. We've got... Yeah. You guys probably want to see some animals, right? All right, so...
Wait a minute. It's not a snapping turtle, is it?
No, it's not a snapping turtle.
Yeah.
I think you guys thought that would be too dangerous. So we brought one of the most venomous snakes in the United States and another thing that could probably bite your fingers off, too.
Oh, how good.
All right, so you see how this is in a container like this, right?
Tupperware.
Yeah, Tupperware container.
Another use for Tupperware.
So this is Gator Dave, and he is kind of the expert that handles a lot of these animals.
You know this snake, Dave?
Okay, so you've heard of a coral snake, right?
Yes,
right, coral snake?
Coral, deadly.
Deadly venomous.
Deadly.
All right, pick him up careful, Dave. Okay. They're not real aggressive.
No.
Not real aggressive.
Can you take it to wait, don't tell me? How about that?
Well, they're not like, they're not pit vipers, which means they don't have big fangs that they kind of can lunge out and latch onto
just
you.
Just grabbing it.
Yep, just grabbing it.
Oh, my God.
All right, hand that to Michael. Yeah, here, go. Yeah, you want to hold it?
Oh, it's so attractive.
I promise
here,
you won't be bitten.
That's how attractive it is.
Do you want to hold it?
I don't want to die. But...
Okay. It's not really a coral snake. But it looks like a coral snake, and this is one of the species
harmless?
That people... It is absolutely harmless.
What about Sarah? Is she harmless, too?
Is it really, you promised me?
Yeah, it is a Sinaloan milk...
There you go.
It is a Sinaloan milk snake, so a lot of people think because it's red and black and yellow, it's a coral snake. Now, there's a saying that you can remember.
Wrap it around you.
There you go.
There you go!
She's very brave.
Sarah Nix! And the snake. Now do a little danger. He might freeze a little bit.
Soft. Go ahead.
Beautiful.
Yeah, go ahead, Michael. Drape it around your neck. You'll feel really good about it.
I would trust him before I would trust any cat.
Especially any cat or any dog.
He likes her. That's the difference here.
He likes everybody. That's what's great about this snake.
Well, he's not fond of me. He doesn't. Yeah, he's not familiar with me.
So Michael, here's the saying you need to remember. Yes. So next time this happens, you don't have to slide your chair back. You'll know it's not a coral snake. Red on black, friend of Jack. Red on yellow, kill a fellow.
I'm definitely going to remember that.
Red on
black on black on black, red on...
Well, you know, anytime somebody brings out a snake in a Tupperware container and tells you it's venomous, probably the smart thing to do is slide your chair backwards.
Yeah.
All right, so Dave, what else do we have? Because this guy's fantastic and friendly.
Is this local?
No, this is not a local species, right, Dave?
Yeah.
No, it's Mexican.
Mexican, okay.
Yeah. All right. He likes tacos.
Okay.
His name's Angel.
Can he come home with us?
He can.
Yeah, but you're staying here.
I like him. On the bus. He'll be fun on the bus.
Yeah, 12 hours with a snake.
So
snakes on a bus. Yeah.
All right. So the next animal we're going to bring out is... little less safe, but still, it's pretty, you guys know what this is?
It's.
Do you know what this is?
Doesn't seem to be moving, so I'm
no,
in favor
it's,
of
No, it's not. A, this is the skull of the American alligator.
Of the American alligator.
Yeah, go ahead, feel how sharp those teeth are.
Okay, I guess I can do that. Very sharp.
We actually just filmed an episode with the American alligator in the Florida Everglades.
Yeah.
We captured a 300.
Is there just one?
Where, in the Everglades?
No, they say the American alligator.
Oh, no, there's tons of them.
Okay.
Tons of them in the Everglades.
So like the Ohio State is just one.
Yeah, well, this one that you're about to see is the one. This
what
is it? This is Darth
alligator?
Gator. Yeah.
Who booked this?
This is totally safe.
This is a real alligator?
This is a real alligator, yeah.
I just
so
like
watch
to point
your
out,
fingers.
I just like to point out that he has a biting stick. Oh, God.
It doesn't want to come out.
What
it's
is
okay.
That noise?
You guys hear that?
Usually I have my snake hook and I forgot it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you could use mine.
A little dangerous for Dave right
sure
now.
That we get the right.
Oh,
whoa.
Right. Oh, my God.
Yes, go right ahead. This is
oh
such a
God.
Good idea.
It's really big.
It's little, but it's big at heart. Hi.
And there you have it. That's the American alligator right there.
Yeah.
Not a good pet, just
what,
so you
what
know.
What age would this alligator be? Is it a baby yet?
It's about 6 years old.
6 years old?
Yeah. They can eventually get 20 feet long. This is a baby.
20 feet long, yeah.
And Darth is actually a rescue gator, so somebody got this alligator as a little pet in the pet store thinking, oh, wow, it's like a little dinosaur. That's so cute.
We're
great
not,
idea.
We're not insured for this.
Not a great idea.
Is this an adult show?
I wouldn't pet that.
Whoa, it makes really weird noises.
Go back to your announcer. Very nice.
What
and
color?
So it's how old is it?
About 6 years old.
And they lived to how long?
They can
live 100 years.
100 years, yeah.
100
On record,
years, yeah.
96 is
yeah.
the oldest.
Do some of them actually become domesticated? Doesn't look that way.
I mean, no reptile ever is truly going to become domesticated.
Yeah.
Darth is used for educational purposes, so he's used to seeing crowds of people. But again, still, it's never something you would want to get as a pet, or if you saw in the wild, would ever
so
want to try
make,
to approach.
They don't make good pets, especially if you have gerbils or something like that.
Well, if you were going to feed the gerbils to them, possibly. But
yeah.
He was actually found in an apartment that was abandoned in a guinea pig cage.
What?
He was found in an apartment in a guinea pig cage. That was all that was in the apartment.
Did he have a pass key? How did he get in the apartment?
Yeah, there was no guinea pig in there.
Very nice. Well, he probably wants to be going now, I'm thinking. But, what? Oh, okay. Very nice. They feel fine. It's just they look kind of scary. Sorry, really, to bother you. I know you got things to do. Thank you for coming. Very nice. Look at that, he's hamming it up now. Okay.
We get a big round of applause for Darth Gator and Gator Dave.
Upstage by Darth Gator. And Dave. Thanks, Dave. Anything else? Or can I sit down?
That's all
now?
We've got okay. got for animals, but we can talk animals.
How did my chair get way over there? Oh, all right. Oh yeah. Education through adventure, is that what it is?
Yes, yeah. That is the goal of this show, Breaking
yeah.
Trail,
yeah.
is to bring these animals up close for the cameras. You know, we're trying to reinvent the animal space in a certain sense where, you know, we do go out, we capture things or get close to them. We try to be as gentle as we possibly can with any of the animals that we encounter. Things that are not safe to capture, you know, we just try to calmly approach the situation and film them without these zoom lenses. My camera team that comes into these environments with me, these guys are the ones that are extremely brave. You know, I get in there and do this stuff, but they also have to protect the camera gear and worry about themselves while they're trying to get all of these shots of the animals. So
And what are we hoping that people will learn, especially children, young people?
Yeah, just a real appreciation for the natural world in an up-close sense. Mm-hmm. You know, the education that we can give to the next generation of children and adults about animals. There's fantastic animal programming that's been on in the past, which, of course, has influenced my desire to want to go out and do this. Mm-hmm. And now it's really, how are we going to shoot this from a different perspective?
Yeah. Do you have and a little crawler that says, don't try this at home?
Oh, yeah. No, we remind people constantly throughout the show, do not try to do what you see Coyote doing. Because a lot of the stuff is dangerous, but we take all the safety precautions necessary yeah. when we're doing this stuff.
Is it ever okay to find an animal, kill it, and eat it?
I mean, if you're going to hunt and eat for
yeah.
food to provide for your family,
yes.
I mean, yes, if you have the proper permissions to do stuff like that, I think that's okay. But yeah. we don't promote anything that's hunting or trapping of animals.
My dad had a friend North Lake, north of Milwaukee, and he had the lake was in front of his house. So he'd go out there, stick a branch or something, mm-hmm. and the water, a thing would just bite it. He'd pull it out. He'd nail it up to a tree.
What thing are you talking
skin
about?
Skin it, a snapping turtle.
Oh, a snapping turtle.
Yeah, skin it, and they'd say, hey, look at this. The heart's still beating. But yeah. he used to eat them and make soup out of them.
Well, I mean, turtle soup was something that
but
was really...
But it sort of changed my thinking about ever, you know, doing that myself.
You know, the work that it takes to go through eating a snapping turtle nowadays, yeah. you might as well just go to the grocery mart and get a $5 rotisserie chicken. It's pretty much going to
yeah.
be the same for you.
Because they don't taste like chicken, though. That's a common misnomer.
You know, I
tastes
think
nothing like
if you saw the stuff that snapping turtles were living in, you would never want to eat one anyways.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carp is a much better choice. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank
when,
you.
When does the show air?
The series comes out, starts this September on Discovery Digital Networks, and the channel's called Animalist, and it'll be promoted all over. So you guys
sounds
will be able to catch it there.
Coyote Peterson. He's afraid of nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Look for his show, Breaking Trail. All the shot here. Selfie.